Yeah, really excited for this week and excited about knowing our destination, our opponent. Obviously, had an opportunity to be on a Zoom yesterday and talk to the officials at the Alamo Bowl and connect with Dion, with Coach Prime again. And so really excited about the matchup, watching their film now that we know. We've been watching quite a bit of their stuff and seeing all their games, and so impressed with their talent and the way that they just played. I mean, they are a very talented team, and they're so explosive in so many different ways. Offensively, they can make you hurt. I mean, the quarterback is a special player. And obviously, you know, they have one of the best football players in all of football playing them, going both ways, and Travis Hunter. So, but when you focus on those guys, they do a lot of really good things. But the entire team is talented, and you see the way that they progress throughout the year, playing really good football. I think their defense doesn't get enough credit for what they do. I think sometimes people get overshadowed by the spotlight that goes on those individuals, and rightly so. But when you watch the film like we watch, you can see that there's tons of talent on that team and a lot of dangerous weapons that Coach Prime and his staff can use. And they've made some really good plays, man, and they're in a really good spot, and that's why they're ranked. So we're excited about the matchup. Obviously, we know that this is going to get the best out of us. I'm really excited about what this can do for us in the future and what it can do, to help springboard us into 2025. But it's also really excited about the seniors, outgoing players that are going to the next level and graduating, and to have a quality opponent like Colorado and to play in this game and this awesome bowl game in the Alamo Bowl. So we're really excited about it, and we're looking forward to going out there in San Antonio, having a lot of fun and playing this game. So, but also looking forward to the practices and the meetings and the improvement that we can make in the program between now and game time on the 28th. So what questions do you guys have for me?
Thanks, Coach. We'll start with Jared Lloyd and then Mitch Harper.
Lonnie, I was curious what your weekend was like. You had a weekend without a football game, but you ended up with a contract extension and then the bowl announcement, and I had to be on that Zoom call yesterday, talking to Coach Prime and all that. Sounded like you had a really busy weekend.
I did, yeah. I mean, it's all ball, so it's not like whether you're coaching the game or not, you're always watching them. So, I love to watch the games and love to catch up on our guys that are in the league. And, since our last game, against Houston, there's been a lot going on. And so as a head coach, obviously my contract's one of them that I really wanted to get done. So I'm happy that we're sitting in the position where I'm going to be the coach here for a long time, and now my goal is to help retain all our coaches here and working on that and trying to find ways to keep making investments in the program, just to get us to where we can be add resources and investments so that we can make our players get them in a better position to have success, and that means the support staff and I think the administration is, more importantly than anything, that they've made a commitment to me that's really important. It's high on the priority list, and that's what we're going to be working on. That, along with our players and giving them the right opportunities, and then definitely helping retain the coaches. So that's what, not just over the weekend, but that's what I've been doing this whole time, Jared, and just looking forward to get that all done before not too long.
You were talking about Colorado and facing a Big 12 opponent, although I guess officially it's kind of up in the air because of the realignment stuff, how that actually works. But some BYU fans weren't a huge fan of facing a league opponent in the bowl game. They wanted to play somebody from a different conference. Did you care? Did it matter to you? Or was it just, hey, line us up, we'll play whoever you set us up against?
No, I think competitors just want to play, and they want to play against a really good team and good talent. And this is a game that's like we've been watching and seeing. So the crossover games, you can't help but see some of the stuff that Colorado does. It's just nice that we know who we're playing against. I don't really care. I mean, I'm the guy that when I got the job, I told Tom, go line up all the, I told Tom Holmer, go line up all the tough teams, get as many P5 games as we can. That's what I want to do. And so now that we're in this conference, the cool thing is, like, I think everybody wanted to see conference go against other conferences just to kind of line up, because there's always this the consistent battle about everybody bragging about conference that they belong to. When you hear the head coaches talk about how their conference is so elite, and there's only really one way to do that. I even said this I think last week on Wednesday. I was talking about, someone asked me about the playoffs and things like that. I just recommend I like what basketball does. I like that they play conference against conference and line it all up. And we're seeing a little bit of that. You know, when you see the SEC go against the ACC, the Big 12 against the Big East, things like that. That's a cool concept. We should do that, you know, and kind of just like put it out there. Right now there's so much, there's a little bit difficult to compare it when some conferences are playing 9 games, some are playing 8, some are playing FCS opponents later in the season, some play them all at the beginning. And so there's kind of a weird, it's hard to compare it all, and everybody wants to, because they're proud of their own conference, so they all want to back their conference up, and I think the best way is to play against others. So I think that's what everybody wanted to see, but I just want to play. I want to play the game, and I'm excited that it's Colorado. I can't remember what all the other teams are doing, but I'm excited to see how the other Big 12 teams do against other conferences too. It's gonna be that's the whole point of the bowl games, match them all up.
Kalani, you've always been big on taking care of your coaches. As part of your extension, did that provide additional commitments, whether new contracts for your coordinators and staff? Or did this extension, how did it impact your staff?
Yeah, I think that's going to be that's the stuff that really that's the stuff that gets me going. So that when you make commitments to taking care of the family, taking care of the coaching family, and taking care of the team, then that's one thing that will help motivate me more than anything. And so I feel really good about that. I'm looking forward to, you know, having our administration work with our coaches and getting them set up in the right place and keeping them here with me.
So just to follow up, did Jay Hill get a new deal then and as part of this?
Yeah, we're still working on all that. I mean, I'm not Jay's agent or the AD, so I know I'm going to be involved in that, and my involvement is do what it takes to keep him here. That's what I want.
Thanks, Jared and Mitch. We'll take our next questions from Jay Drew.
Well, honey, yesterday Deion Sanders said that all his guys were going to play in the bowl game. They're not going to tap out, as he said. What about your guys? Is it too early, or do you know yet? Are you going to have any opt-outs?
Oh, we didn't even talk about the opt-out type of stuff. I imagine, I can't speak for all of them, but I imagine all the guys are going to practice and play. I mean, they're all practicing. So, I mean, there's guys that have entered the portal. And I think those guys are looking for different opportunities to play and get on the field and things like that. And we've had meetings, and none of them were super negative. It was just like looking for other opportunities, and that's fine. But for the most part, I haven't heard anybody talk about opting out. They're practicing and doing all that stuff. So I haven't even had that discussion. I imagine that our guys are going to play. I think you have to ask them specifically, but. They're going to show up to practice and meetings, and away we go.
What does your schedule look like, maybe just in the next 2 weeks? Are you going to practice 3 times a week, or just kind of, can you give us a rough idea of what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think we'll practice 3 times this week, and we're trying to balance practice with finals, and so we got the practices and meetings this week and lifts, so we'll get that done. Then same thing next week. I think we'll probably add an extra practice next week, and then get to the game week, and then be able to be in a position where that's kind of more like a regular game week, where I think we're Monday, Tuesday practice, maybe just meetings are off during the Christmas day, and then Thursday, Friday practice, game Saturday, walkthrough, and game Saturday night. So that's I think we'll try to get as many practices as we can. I know we we did that, last week, and having some practice, have some time for these guys to recover. This is different now because we can use all our guys that were in redshirt mode. We can use them all for the game. So this is really good time for us to really work on the development of our younger guys and getting them ready, getting the extra valuable practice that I think will be helpful for their further development going into the next year. So, and then we can use them if we want on offense, defense, and special teams.
Thanks, Jake.
Last question. When will you go to San Antonio? Would that be on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think so. I have to finalize that. I know we're doing some stuff this week. I believe I'm going out to San Antonio later this week, and I think Thursday, and then just trying to get everything ready for our travel party, and then I think it is Christmas. I think we are going out on Christmas Eve. So
thanks.
Okay, we'll take our last couple questions from Mitch and then Jared.
Kalani, what's the update that you can provide on some personnel that could be available? Kaim, Jada, and Ropati, are you expecting them to be back and ready to go during bowl prep?
Yeah, they're not back yet. There's still quite some time between now and the game, so I think it's probably too early to speak this week. Maybe I can do another press deal for you guys next week, but this week, if we were to play this weekend, then they're not back yet. But I think the timing is going to be a little – I mean, we want to get some good practices in with them. So you asked about Kaim, Ropati, and
– Jada.
Oh, and Jada, yeah. So they're all kind of all in the same boat where they're not ready this week, hoping for next week. And then the week after that is going to be – that's going to be obviously game week. So we're looking and seeing – this week not yet, but hopefully next week we can see some more improvement and get them ready. This is difficult. I hate to put them out there when they're not ready yet. So that's going to be the interesting thing. Kaim and Ropati being seniors can get out there and probably want to get out there sooner, but they also have to consider, you know, the next level, being ready for combine and pro day and stuff like that. So there's a lot that goes into it, especially with those three individuals. Jada's got another year, so we'll be able to kind of keep him protected, and we got to see if it's the right thing for him to line up. I know he's interested. He came from Colorado, so I know he's interested in playing this game too.
Last thing for me, you know, Coach Prime and you both noted yesterday in your initial Zoom the interactions you guys had at the Big 12 meetings. Was that your first time interacting with Prime this past spring, and just maybe the relationship you've had with Prime, if at all, since then?
Yeah, I've met him before, but not like I mean more in passing, and then obviously when I was younger, I mean, just you watching football, anybody that I mean I was a Niner fan. I'm a Niner fan, so I liked him better when he was wearing the Niner uniform than he was wearing the Cowboys or the Falcons. But I just liked watching him play, and was a big fan of his. So he's such a big time playmaker, man, and just had a lot of fun watching him. And then, you know, seeing him and get into coaching, and then I've had connections to people that have coached with him and been on the teams that he's coached at Jackson State, and so then when he made the move to Colorado, still had the connection to him there. And then when I was able to sit down and actually have conversations and get to know him, man, I really appreciate him giving me the time to just chat. We got to be really close and share some notes and talk about football. But it was really cool to get his insight on so many different things. He's very intelligent, and he's very deliberate in what he does and what he says, and very upfront. I really appreciate that about him. But I also see how he's caring and he cares about the game of football, and he tries to do his best as a leader. And I like his connection that he has to his team, and so there's a lot of things that I admire about him. And look at what he's doing as a coach. Look what he's doing for his team, the community, the excitement that is around Boulder, Colorado, is his personality, and he does that. He actually just he radiates belief and energy, and so. This is going to be a fun game. You know, he's excited about the matchup. We've talked about it, and this is going to be really cool that we could play each other in this bowl game. I know that we're in the same conference, but we haven't played each other yet. So this is going to be – I think we play them next year too. So this will be kind of a fun game, you know, going into this. And there's a lot of guys on that team that are going to play the next level, and we have some guys that are going to play the next level too. And it'd be kind of cool to end their careers playing each other and then seeing each other maybe as teammates, you know, and then the next level. So it's pretty cool, pretty good moment for our team, and tons of respect for Colorado and what they've done, and definitely for Coach Prime.
Thanks. Jared, just one question.
I'm good. Yeah, I only had one. So, Kalani, this time of year last year was one a lot of the players have pointed at as making a big difference, because they felt the sting of missing the bowl game. That really kind of, you know, jump started them into putting in a lot of work in the off season to get ready for the 2024 year. How do you keep that up now that you've got the bowl game, had success, tied for the conference title? How do you keep that same edge?
Well, if you think the sting of not making a bowl game is worse than the sting of not making it to the playoffs or the conference championship game, then I think a lot of people don't understand this team. So what I see from these guys is the opportunity that was there, and they're a hungry team. We've always asked them to be humble and be hungry. I've never worried about them being hungry. They're a hungry team. These seniors want to see these underclassmen succeed. It's been interesting. I get to meet with these seniors, and I talk to them a lot individually, and they care about this program. They care about this team, and you know, that senior night that we had with Houston, it was a cold night, but you could tell these guys how much they love and appreciate this team. And they just their love can warm up that whole stadium, you know, I think that what they do as a senior class can really help this team build into making us even better next year. We got to the bowl game because of them, but we got to 10 wins because of them. And I think these guys can leave an even bigger, lasting, more impression in this program. And I think you're going to see the result of it. These guys come to work. They're intense in practice. They want to see the team get better. And I imagine guys like Connor Payne and Batty and others will want to see these young men perform and win a conference championship someday, and probably sooner than later. So I'm good with that too.